Update, and Larry Kudlow will be joining us to update us on the economy and how that's running.
It's 8 o'clock in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Late word this morning is that healthcare giants Humana and Aetna have called off their $34 billion blockbuster merger deal, citing what a statement calls the current environment. A federal judge is blocking that merger on antitrust grounds. President Trump is looking for a new national security advisor now that after the late-night resignation of Michael Flynn over the controversy surrounding his contacts with Russia during the transition period before Donald Trump was inaugurated.
Flynn was forced last night to submit a letter of resignation due to the fallout from all of this, and that letter read, "I inadvertently briefed the vice president-elect and others with incomplete information regarding my phone calls with the Russian ambassador. I have sincerely apologized to the president and the vice president, and they've accepted my apology."
Correspondent Ryan Brown, Russian reaction?
The Kremlin have been left with egg on its face and slightly embarrassed by the fact that they've been denying that this conversation took place about sanctions. Apparently that's untrue.
Correspondent Matthew Chance. A federal judge in Alexandria has granted a preliminary injunction barring the Trump administration from implementing its travel ban in Virginia. That represents another judicial ruling in addition to those already in place challenging the ban's constitutionality. The Maryland and Virginia General Assemblies are now moving swiftly toward creating a regional metro safety oversight board now that the federal government has made good on its threat to withhold millions of federal dollars until it does. In Richmond, the legislation creating the panel passed the Senate last week and the House yesterday. In Annapolis, Senate President Mike Miller last night directed senators to move quickly on the legislation on an emergency basis. Fairfax County supervisors get a look at next year's budget today, and it's another tough year with the county facing a $55 million shortfall. Supervisors Chair Sharon Bulova says there won't be much room for any new spending.
Our revenues are projected to be pretty flat, maybe a little bit of a bump in real estate taxes, but not very much.
Two-thirds of the county's budget is funded by real estate taxes. Hate crimes are up in Montgomery County. Today, the county council talks about ways to try and curb that trend.
Last year, there were 94 reported hate crimes in Montgomery County, according to statistics from the police department. That's up roughly 42% over 2015, and many of the crimes happened at the very end of 2016. County Police Chief Tom Manger, among those expected to attend the council's meeting on the matter.
As a community, we need to just really express our outrage and the fact that we will not tolerate this kind of crime.
The majority of the incidents were based on racial and religious bias, many happening in schools. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Congress is a step closer to overturning D.C.'s recently enacted assisted suicide law. The House Oversight Committee has voted to block the law. The Virginia Senate has narrowly approved the so-called Tebow Bill, which would allow homeschool students to play high school sports. It now goes to Governor Terry McAuliffe, but a spokesman says the governor plans to veto the bill, as he has twice before. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,412, the Nasdaq at 5764. Sports, another win for the Wizards. College ball, Howard wins. The Nationals have reportedly signed first baseman Adam Lind, and that's pitchers and catchers report to spring training camp today in Florida. WMAL News Time 804. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Elevate your afternoon at Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. today with a rich, full-bodied flavor of any medium latte or macchiato for $1.99. Let Dunkin' Donuts give you the afternoon boost you need. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Latest problem with the commute getting into town. DC 295 southbound just past Benning Road for the crash. This is before you get to East Capitol Street and Pennsylvania Avenue. And it really puts the pressure on the BW Parkway coming out of Riverdale. I'm looking at those delays backing near 202 and on 50 as you come through Chevrolet. Also watch on 50 passing 202. We had a minor fender bender, so a little bit busy. Z to say the least. Suitland Parkway, DDOT now with the crash. Inbound Suitland Parkway as you pass Stanton Road on your way to DC 295. The extra volume now beginning before you get to Route 5. Now, for 395, we've had the volume through Landmark and again at the 14th Street Bridge. But watch, right in our boundary channel to cross the bridge span, right in that stretch, had a report of a broken down that may have turned into a crash. So very careful. Third accident of the morning on the Beltway in Annandale. I know, three accidents. This is why we're slow merging off in 95. The latest crash of the three, now to the shoulder. As you pass Little River Turnpike toward Gallows Road, that's where we see that activity in the express lanes, but everyone's slow as a result. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a Tuesday. This Valentine's Day features a lot of gray sky, but no rainfall expected. 52 on a southwest breeze. Tonight a mild 40. Tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy, near 50. And then a little cooler Thursday. Partly cloudy, windy, highs only in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic. The Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 30 in Burke, 30 in Gaithersburg, 34 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Evacuations continue near a California dam as more rain is in the forecast. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
And it is 8:07 coming up later in the show. Larry Kudlow will be joining us. I want to know how much Valentine's Day costs, so I want to talk to him about that.
See if he's got some thoughts.
Exactly.
Good morning to you, Mary. It's Brian Wilson, Mary Walter in the house today, and joining us on the line is Susan Fariccio, who covers Capitol Hill in an excellent way for the folks over at the Washington Examiner, but also a person who knows Washington inside and out. Good morning to you, Susan.
Hey, good morning, Mary and Brian.
Very busy morning. Kellyanne Conway was on the Today Show just a short time ago talking about the resignation of Michael Flynn as the National Security Advisor to the President. And here is a little bit of what she had to say this morning.
The president is very loyal. He's a very loyal person. And by night's end, Mike Flynn had decided it was best to resign. He knew he'd become a lightning rod.
All right, so that's the official take from the administration this morning. Susan, you know this story probably as well as any, because there's some Hill elements to this. What is going on, and do you buy that story from Kellyanne this morning?
Well, I think he still had support from some on Capitol Hill, General Flynn, but obviously, you know, this is going to be a never-ending story. And I think that the Trump administration just felt that given the fact that Pence, the vice president, went out talking about this call and that there weren't any discussions of sanctions, that I do think Pence was probably the driving force behind that. So it was less about the fact that the call happened, because I'm told by somebody very high up and high ranking and having worked in national security that these calls are not unusual, and that it would have been unusual if the Russians hadn't tried to talk to him about the sanctions. But don't forget, the President Obama had just imposed those sanctions in response to the pre-election hacking. And so, you know, in that context, you know, it wouldn't be surprising to have the Russian ambassador try to get Flynn to assure him on those sanctions. The question is, what did Flynn say in response? And why didn't he tell the vice president that before he went out on all the talk shows, you know, saying that those talks didn't happen? So I think what this was about was, you know, having misled the vice president. And, you know, he's out now, and I think the big question, Mary Bryan, is who will fill the position. I think there's a lot of excitement over a candidate like General Petraeus. I think he's somebody who's still very popular amongst Republicans. I think he'd be a popular choice, too. He's got a lot of good options there, and, you know, I think they've just got to move on at this point.
All right. Mm-hmm. So apparently that's what they're doing, and we have an acting person in that job right now in the form of retired Army General Keith Kellogg, former commander of the 82nd Airborne. He's got it right now and said to be one of those who is also being considered. I hear the Navy Vice Admiral Robert Howard. Howard is apparently also considered a former deputy commander of U.S. Joint Forces Command. So they do have some good options there. But this is one of those things that is this my sense of it, and you tell me if I'm right or wrong, Susan, because, you know, you have a good sense of these things. This story ain't over.
Well, you know, I just get the sense that that the Trump administration and its potential issues with the Russians is a popular issue with the press right now. They're really trying to make this connection between the Trump administration and the Russians. If you listen to the talk shows, or, you know, they're still trying to make that connection. The problem is it's overshadowing what the president is trying to do in terms of an economic message, in terms of, you know, the rest of his agenda, and that's unfortunate. I think he needs to find a way to change the conversation, because it's just been days and days of this, and what people are trying to do is establish some kind of, you know, something nefarious going on between the Trump administration and the Russians, and, you know, that's bad. So he's going to find a way to change the conversation. I know on Capitol Hill, that's not the focus. The focus amongst Republicans is the agenda, which right. is the repeal and replace of the health care law, tax reform, rolling back regulations. That's what they're focused on Capitol Hill, and that's what they want to work with President Trump. And then, you know, on a daily basis, they're just peppered with questions from the press about, well, do you think that, you know, the Trump administration is somehow vulnerable to the Russians? You know, you get this report that General Flynn could have been blackmailed. The problem, though, is a lot of this stuff is leaks coming from within the Trump administration. And there's a big question about who is doing this leaking. Is it people who are on the Republicans who simply don't like Trump and what he's doing? Or is it people who worked for President Obama who are still there, you know, committing these acts of subterfuge? So, you know, that, again, that's a story in itself. Where are these leaks coming from?
I just want to switch gears here a little bit, because we have Labor Department nominee Andrew Puzder, who it looks like we have four Republicans who are on the fence about him. Democrats have said that they are going to resist him because they have a problem with him not saying they're not going to defend workers, and on and on. The big bugaboo with him seems to be that he allegedly hired a woman a couple years ago, whatever, who was undocumented, an illegal immigrant, to work for him. And that we know that in the past, other candidates have gone down in flames based on that alone. Wasn't it Kimball Woods one of the...
There have been several, yeah.
Yeah, there's been several of them who have gone down in flames. What I find hilarious about this whole thing is the Democrats opposing him based on that, aren't they the ones who keep telling us that these people are just coming here for a better life and we should let them in and it should be no big
right.
deal?
Well, they're hoping that this is a labor issue, okay, with Puzder, and they're hoping they can... do to Puzder at his confirmation what they did to Betsy DeVos at hers, and she stumbled quite a bit. The education secretary, she lost a couple of Republicans in the process, required a tie-breaking vote from Pence. Democrats are looking for a scalp here. They're hoping they can finally take down at least one of Trump's nominees. So they have their sights on Puzder, former burger chain CEO, and it's mostly over labor issues. You know, it's less about the taxes. Former Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner had a tax problem. He ended up getting confirmed. It's been, you know, people have survived this in the confirmation process. That's not the problem. The problem is he's not a big fan of minimum wage increases. He's a fan of job automation. And he's not, you know, he's a conservative in his policies, and Democrats view him as anti-labor, and they're trying to rally the labor and union folks mm-hmm. behind them and take him out. And I think he's vulnerable. Because they can go after these centrist and Republicans like Susan Collins of Maine, maybe Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, maybe some others, and perhaps if they can score 3 votes at the final confirmation, then, you know, the guy's out. So that's, you know, that could be a problem if they can't come up with votes. So far, you know, this reporting about there being 4 Republicans, I think, is a little premature.
A little overblown, yeah. Like, I sort of got that sense as well. Hey, Susan.
Undecided, so.
Yeah, let me ask you a non-political question. It's Valentine's Day, and people who don't know, you know, Susan is married to that nice Doug McElway over at the Fox News Channel. And we're going to turn into a Valentine's Day question for our audience. I'm just sort of curious. Is Doug a romantic guy? Does he go big on Valentine's Day?
Well, occasionally. I think both of us, I have to confess, have a bit of a spotty record on Valentine's Day. But that's good because it leaves the element of surprise. Is someone going to remember? That's even better. It's sort of, I better run out to the store. It's more like, who's going to remember this year? You know. So I think it's great for the economy. Valentine's Day is a fun holiday. But it's terrible that people feel forced to run out.
Well, and you have set up my question beautifully.
There
By the way,
go.
Thank you, Susan. Appreciate you joining us here this morning.
Done.
As we move on here to commercial break in a moment, we have a question for you. I want you to weigh in. Valentine's Day, is it about love or is it just lame? 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. Do you feel like you have to do something on Valentine's Day? We want to know. Phone lines are open.
And it is 8:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway. Boy, I've been talking about you all morning. You never want to be in the hot seat, but here's the story. The latest crash finally cleared. So all three accidents, Beltway and Annandale, gone. In fact, the last one near Gallows Road. I just watched the VDOT truck move along, so nothing even to check out on the shoulder. Now, nonetheless, out of Newington, you're still in the heavy backups. 395 slows through Landmark, again jammed from the Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge. Going to take you 66 with just some normal volume in Centerville, Fair Oaks. Do watch south of 66, Fairfax Boulevard, seeing a little bit of a delay, Route 50, as you come up toward 123, but crews say they're not working any problems in that stretch, but some unusual backups. George Washington Parkway south as you approach and pass the overlooks down toward the Key Bridge and Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Very heavy. The crash, DC 295 southbound past East Capitol Street, puts the pressure out of Riverdale and Chevrolet on 50 and the BW Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And today, look for cloudy skies with a high of 52. Tonight, we'll go down to around 40. And then tomorrow, it will be breezy with a high, again, around 50 degrees. Right currently in the nation's capital, 32 chilly degrees.
It's 8:17 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
All right. Valentine's Day. Is it lame? And is it only, it's for singles. Guys, do you feel forced to produce on this holiday? Do you have to come home with something for her or else you are in the doghouse? Now, I have to say, Brian, I think I may have changed my mind just a little bit.
Oh, really? Earlier you were saying that you didn't feel like it was all that important to be honored on Valentine's
Day. I do not. However, our very own Michael Piercy here came up to me in the break room and gave me a Valentine.
Oh, now that's sweet.
He did. And if you scratch it, it smells like bacon.
Well, how can that not be the perfect Valentine? You can't go wrong.
And he even
bacon.
Personalized to Mary Walter from Michael Pierce.
Well, there you go.
Isn't that sweet? And you know what I love about this? It's like the ones we had when we were kids. Remember, you get the box?
Yeah, it's cool.
And it was
right.
Just some paper ones, right? And you had on the front
See,
of your desk. You
that
had,
is where the indoctrination begins, my friend.
Oh, but it's so nice. And we had to make a folder, and we decorated it in art class, and you put it, taped it to the front of your desk, and then kids would come by and put Valentines in it. I'm back in Mrs. Huff's second grade class.
Listen,
thank you, Michael.
I hate Valentine's Day with a passion
like
that burns deep.
No,
thank
my
you.
Card.
I hate it with a passion that burns deeply in my soul.
Bacon makes everything
I hate everything
better.
About it because I feel that Valentine's Day is a no-win situation for a guy. You know, you can't not do something.
Don't put the pressure
because,
on yourself.
No, you don't have an option. You can't not do it. You have to do it. And I don't like being told I have to do something on a certain day. I'm not a person that is against the idea of a grand romantic gesture. I'm a romantic guy. I want you to know that. But I don't feel like I have to do it on the day that Hallmark decides that I've got to do it. And
Hallmark didn't decide this. This goes way back.
Well,
Hallmark.
It's become that.
It comes from God.
Bah! This is just another Hallmark holiday cooked up to sell cards.
That's what it is.
That's what you sound like.
To the phone lines we go. Is it lame or is it all about love? Do you like it or do you hate it? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
All right, let's go to Mike in Hagerstown. Mike, good morning. You're with Mary and Brian. I'm Brian and Mary with Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you? So is it lame? Do you feel that you need to produce a gift today?
I don't feel like I need to. I love my wife with everything in me. All year long, I squirrel away $5, $10, $12, $15 all year long, so she doesn't even know I have that money, being that we have a joint banking account. So when I go out and buy her that really nice thing, you know, she doesn't even know it's coming. It's that element of surprise. She doesn't know how much I spent. You know, I think it's all about love. I think it's all about not having a holiday, but a day to show that individual how much you really care about them.
And the other 364 days of a year, you get a pass, right?
No.
Well, not really. I mean, you know, I mean, you're a romantic guy. You know, you got to throw in a little spice now and then. But, you know, it's that one day that I think a lot of women look at, you know, as bad as it is to say, is how much does he really love me? And like you said, I mean, I agree. It kind of sucks if you feel you have to. But, I mean, if you love them with everything in you, you don't look at it like you have to. You look at it like you want to.
All right. So, thank you, man. Appreciate that very much.
Your head just exploded.
Yeah, I did.
Go ahead.
Jack and Dundalk.
Go ahead.
You're on with Brian and Mary this morning. What do you say, Jack?
Technology has made it really easy for men. You know, you send a text message. Depending on, you can send a picture with a text message, but you don't really have to buy a card. You know, it's all done electronically, and depending on what kind of response and perhaps picture you get, then maybe you know what you're going to do for the evening.
No, I got news for you. I can tell you right now what you're doing for the rest of the evening. You'd be checking that phone. That's as far as you're getting.
Hey, listen, be careful about those pictures that you send.
You ain't getting that either. I got news.
Jack,
send a text. Jack. How old are you?
How about Lucas in Fairfax? You're up next with Brian and Mary. What do you say, Lucas?
Hey, I want to say that, you know, I'm in a relationship and I am fully participating in Valentine's Day. And I understand the sentiment that people feel trapped by it. But I believe that you should love your significant other every day of the year, and especially on the one day of the year that we have all agreed to recognize it.
So you're for it.
He's single.
Yeah, I know.
Lucas is single.
You'll get over it, Lucas.
Can we talk to Donna and Frederick? Because I love her. Her attitude is totally different from everyone we've spoken to. Donna, welcome.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Hi, good morning. I didn't know we had a Valentine's Day Grinch, Brian.
No, I'm not a Grinch, and I'm not against...
He just feels pressure!
I don't like the idea of being told, this is the day, you must do it on this day, or else. And that if you don't do it, there is hell to pay. There is absolutely hell to pay.
I think it's so funny. To me, it's all about the fun of it. It's what the world needs now is love. And boy, is that... really ringing true. I've been married a very long time, and I've got to say, some years it's hit and miss, but overall, it's really more about the celebration of the sentiment. So I think it's fun. I think people ought to, you know, be more lighthearted about it and just enjoy it.
Yeah, she's married. That's why she
look, I mean, I understand. And for some people, it's completely fine, and they look forward to it. And for them, you know, gangbusters. I just know that it has put a tremendous amount of expectation on guys, and that they don't often feel as if this is really what I want to be doing.
Right.
I don't,
you don't want to do anything.
I don't mind expressing my affection and my love, but why do I have to do it the way that they prescribe? Me do it. Don't make me do it.
Is all that I can give to you.
That's right.
Love is more than just a game for two.
It's 8:23 on WMAL.
When love can make it, take my heart, please don't break it. Love was made for me and you.
Concerned that you pay more in taxes than you should? Get your taxes done right the first time with Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors, who will maximize your situation. 301-924-2160. 301-924-2160. Online at estwa.com.
Good morning. It's Jamie Whitten. Have you ever dreamed of going to a dentist and actually enjoying your visit? Think it's impossible? Well, I can tell you where it can happen. And that dream place is Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. All thanks to Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob. They took great care of me, and I know they'll take great care of you and all of your dental needs. I can tell you it is really the best place to get that beautiful smile. I know some people get nervous about going to the dentist, but trust me, as a patient, what makes Bethesda Sedation Dentistry so special. In addition to being great dentists, they understand dental fear, and everything is talked about in advance. It's all 100% permission based, so they proceed at a speed, and I know speed, that you're comfortable with. Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, maybe a nagging tooth pain, interested in sedation dentistry, or just looking for a great dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or you can visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep, dream, smile.
Will you be paying your caregiver more than $2,000 this year? Then you'll be responsible for nanny taxes. But don't worry. Care.com HomePay has you covered for 2017. The household tax and payroll experts at Care.com take care of everything from setting up automatic payments to filing returns. No work, no worry, guaranteed. Go to Care.com/HomePay now to learn more and get a free consultation. Care.com/HomePay. That's Care.com/HomePay.
And it is 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. There's so much love in the air. We don't even know we're sitting in these tie-ups.
Well, okay, we do.
Suitland Parkway coming inbound as you make your trip past Route 5. It is a solid, tedious lineup past Alabama Avenue. But DDOT crews tell me the accidents on the outbound side, Stanton Road. Looks like we may have the rubbernecking and possibly a lane crowded inbound. But everybody, Suitland Parkway near Stanton affected with this crash. DC 295 northbound. I love this. We've already cleared out the delays to the Wilson Bridge. So when you merge onto 295, you actually get a bonus point because you're up at speed until you get toward the Naval Research Lab. Everyone slows across the 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway. We had an earlier crash near the 3rd Street Tunnel. Virginia Beltway, three accidents in Annandale. Third one is gone near Gallows Road, but delays from Lorton onto the Beltway, past the Little River Turnpike toward 50 Arlington Boulevard. And I hope there's not a new accident in the way. I'm seeing delays very slow merging on from 236 and as you merge on from 650 Gallows Road as well. So just a heads up on that stretch of the Beltway. It's been a tough go. Update has been brought to you by Mattress Firm. They're collecting donations to help local foster kids pay for extracurricular activities. Bring your donations to participating Mattress Firm or visit or donate online at mattressfirmfosterkids.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Quite a bit of gray sky on this Valentine's Day. Temperatures will be mild, however, making it up to about 52. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, we're at 34 degrees.
Honey, let's put the new roof off till spring. Just because we need one doesn't mean I want to pay for it.
New Look Home Design has 0% interest and no payments for 1 year. Plus 10% off materials, but only for a limited time.
Wow, that's one sweet deal.
I'll get our free estimate scheduled.
Take advantage of this limited time offer. Call New Look now for 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off materials. The number is 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300.
Adding Dynavite to their diets has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Dinovite .com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
I used to play a lot of sports in college, but when I got older, my legs started to burn and ache, making it hard to work out. Then I noticed those varicose and spider veins. I couldn't believe it. I thought this only happened to my mom and her friends.
The professionals at Vein Clinics of America have performed over 1 million personalized procedures for their patients, making them the largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring your legs back to health in as little as 1 hour with no downtime. And most treatments are covered by insurance.
I called Vein Clinics of America, and they fixed my legs. No more ugly veins. Now I can run and do squats again.
Guys, get back in the game. Call now and schedule a free fast-track consultation with one of our doctors and learn how you can finally get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Space is limited, so call now. 800-790-1313. That's 800-790-1313. 800-790-1313.
And coming up, Larry Kudlow will be joining us to tell us what's going on in the economic world. Right now, here's the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Dual Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. We're learning more this morning about the late-night resignation of National Security Advisor Michael Flynn over his communication with Russia before Donald Trump took office.
Kellyanne Conway, the president's counselor, saying on the record this morning that Michael Flynn flatly misled the vice president on this issue, and he resigned, she says, because he determined that staying on was untenable and unsustainable.
Correspondent Joe Johns. A mega merger in the healthcare industry has been called off. Humana and Aetna have canceled their $34 billion deal, citing what a statement calls the current environment. California authorities say an evacuation order issued Sunday for nearly 200,000 people will remain in place until repairs are made to the Oroville Dam, the nation's tallest. Helicopters are now being used to drop giant rock-filled bags into a hole in the emergency spillway. The House Oversight Committee has voted to invalidate D.C.'s new assisted suicide law. Committee Chairman Utah Republican Jason Chaffetz says the law is, quote, fundamentally wrong, but it seems unlikely that Congress and the President could act by a Friday deadline to overturn the law. Virginia Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam is calling for the decriminalization of small amounts of marijuana. He says enforcement is expensive and disproportionately targets African Americans. Northam, a Democrat, is running for governor this year. A bill advancing in the Virginia General Assembly would require health insurance companies to cover a 12-month supply of prescription birth control. Opponents, including insurance companies, say the bill could lead to waste. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,412, the NASDAQ at 5764. Sports, the Wizards crush the Thunder. College basketball, Howard wins. Nationals pitchers and catchers report to spring training camp today as word is in that Nats have signed first baseman Adam Lind. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
In life, who do you trust more? The people who tell you what you want to hear or the people who tell you what you need to hear? At Financial Engines, we believe the same is true for financial advisors. Who would you trust more? The one who tells you what you want to hear? Hey, don't worry about retirement. It'll all work out. Or what you need to hear? If you don't have a plan, you might be planning to fail. At Financial Engines, we believe that everyone deserves to achieve their financial goals. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, our advisors are more equipped than ever to help you create a comprehensive financial plan for your future. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review from an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Are you a stressed-out landlord? Don't you have something better to do than manage tenants, toilets, and trash? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for Renter's Warehouse right here in D.C. Whether you own one or 100 properties, it's time to retire from landlording in 2017. Outsource those headaches to the pros at Renter's Warehouse instead. These pros help entrepreneurs and investors get the best returns on their properties by placing high-quality tenants fast at the highest rents in just a few weeks on average. Plus, they warranty renters for free up to 9 months. Renter's Warehouse charges no upfront fees, and you can cancel any time. They're going to give you hours of your life back in the form of rent collection, inspections, maintenance coordination, legal paperwork, and more, all for one low flat fee of $99 a month. So let it go this year. Hand over your landlord badge to Renters Warehouse and take a vacation. Learn more at renterswarehouse.com or call 202-625-4370 to speak to a rent estate advisor today. 202-625-4370, Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through Northwest, we need the signal lights to be working, and they're just not working properly. Blair Road, Kansas Avenue, where that all comes together. And it's not just southbound and inbound on Blair and Kansas that's slow. It's even going outbound from New Hampshire Avenue on Blair Road that's slow as well. But crews are there trying to repair those lights. Again, it's going to be extra time. Treat as a four-way stop and try to be patient letting everyone through Blair and Kansas. All right, let's get you around the Beltway. Topside, College Park to Silver Spring, slowing. Brief delay in New Carrollton on that outer loop stretch. Cleared out to the Wilson Bridge. Virginia Beltway, hectic this morning. We've had three accidents all cleared in Annandale, but the delay still pushing north out of Lorton, Newington, via 2 up through to the Capitol Beltway. Fairfax County Parkway, northbound north of 123 for accident activity. Do watch for police direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Weather picture pretty good here. Nice dry weather for the morning. As we get into the afternoon, mainly cloudy, 52. Tonight down to 40. Tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy near 50 with a gusty breeze. On Thursday, cold front runs through, partly cloudy, windy, and cooler, highs low 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 32 in Stafford, 30 in Beltsville, 35 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Is 8:37. I'm Mary Walter. I get to sit in with Brian Wilson this morning. And joining us right now is CNBC contributor and host of The Larry Kudlow Show, heard right here on weekends on WMAL. Good morning, Larry. How are you this morning?
Morning, Mary. How are you?
Good. And just fine. Now, since it is Valentine's Day, let's talk relationships. Let's talk about the relationship between Donald Trump and the Prime Minister of Japan, who was just here to visit. How did that little date go?
Really well. Really well. Big plus. You know, lots of talk of other countries about deteriorating trade relations and protectionism and penalties and whatnot. The Japanese visit, Prime Minister Abe, really went well. I mean, I guess you could almost say it was golf course diplomacy, which I like. Apparently they play two rounds together. You can get a lot of work done in two rounds of golf. So that's good. It doesn't look like it's going to be harsh. It looks like they're going to work out a trade deal between the two countries. And, of course, Japan is so important strategically with respect to a bulwark against China. And so I really thought this was Trump's finest moment for international diplomacy so far. Very good. Give him high marks.
Yay.
The big story of the morning, of course, is Michael Flynn tendering his resignation late last night and all of the fallout from that. Your thoughts?
You know, first of all, Brian, I was hoping you would be my Valentine. I really think it's important.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be your Valentine,
Larry. Mary, I would have said to you, but I don't know you so well, I didn't want to be cheeky.
That's okay.
Brian,
high school prepared me for moments like this. Don't worry about it. I'm used to the rejection.
You know, the Flynn thing is just a big mystery to me. I mean, he's resigned, okay. Lying, transcript. I want to see the transcripts between him and the Russian ambassador to the United States, is where a lot of this stuff is taking place. It was denied. He denied it to Vice President Pence, which is not a good thing. And the Justice Department and other agencies had tapes of this thing, which contradicted what Flynn said. I know General Flynn a bit. Met him, spent some time at the convention with him, thought he was a very honorable man, thought he was an American patriot. I don't understand how any of this could come about. I just don't get it. I'll leave you with this thought, since I'm really a non-expert on national security. General Jack Keane would make a great national security advisor. Mm-hmm. General Jack Keane is the guy they put in there. He wouldn't accept the defense post several months ago because of family issues, personal issues. His wife passed away and so forth. Maybe he's ready to come back in. He would make a fabulous national security advisor. I mean, he's a I have him on the radio all the time. We used to put him on the TV. He's a master national security strategist. Master national security.
Well, and I get there are a lot of people that are apparently in the mix for that. But, I mean, you have to agree that it is not sort of something that is done in Washington where you send your vice president out with assurances that are not true.
Yeah, very bad, all bad. I don't get it. I mean, I just don't understand it. So maybe we'll all learn more about what was said, for example, to Vice President Pence. Maybe we'll learn more about his Flynn's dealings with the Russian ambassador, promises made. I mean, I just don't get any of it. It's crazy. And fortunately, Flynn has stepped down, so we can get a clean start at the National.
You're watching Yellen very quickly. Janet Yellen's looking. You're watching her very closely.
Yeah, this is big. Yellen testifies today in front of the Senate banking, tomorrow in front of the House banking. This is very important, right? Early year discussions of not just Fed policy, but Fed strategy. They're talking about multiple rate hikes this year. I'm not sure that will be necessary. Maybe. We'll see. But she's unclear. The Fed has no clear targets. The Fed is operating with no clear monetary rules, you know, whether it's a John Taylor inflation rule or a commodity price rule. What is her relationship going to be with the Trump? Not with Trump per se. I don't want to personalize this. Trump has strong pro-growth tax cuts, and that will probably light a fire under the economy so long as those tax cuts get done earlier rather than later. I'm very, very important. But does Yellen wait for the Fed to move or not wait for the Fed to move? If the economy is still growing about 2% as it has been and the tax cuts are not completed, I think it makes life tougher for the Fed because interest rates are not going to go up very much. On the other hand, if it's indications that the tax cuts are going to throw early in the year, okay, follow me on this, the economy gets stronger, real interest rates will go up in a stronger economy, and the Fed could follow suit, just follow the market rates up. But it seems to me she may have to wait to see what the tax policy looks like. And the other point is the dollar. If the Fed starts raising, continues to raise rates, okay, and does it two or three more times, the dollar is going up. Trump doesn't want the dollar to go up. And on top of that, if Trump gets the tax cuts and the economy takes off like a booster rocket, I'm just here to tell you the dollar is going to go up anyway. And Trump wants a weak dollar, apparently. I'm not 100% on that, but that's what we're hearing. And the economy is going to get the dollar going up. That's a good thing. Capital is going to be flowing into the USA. My question is, does President Trump understand that? You can't keep a good dollar down if you're increasing the economy. Capital inflows are good things, not bad things. But the Federal Reserve will, you know, have to be very cautious and careful and to integrate monetary and fiscal policy. I'm sure she'll be going in to see the president in the Oval Office. There's just so much we don't know here.
Mm-hmm.
The stock market is strong. Strong,
right.
Good, profits are better, Trump is pro-growth. As I wrote in my column, basically the war against business is coming to an end with lower regulations in healthcare and taxes. But what is the Fed going to do? We don't know. She's never laid out a clear strategy.
Well, maybe we'll get some sense of it today.
Everybody's going to be watching this.
All right, Larry, get very close to your phone. You ready?
I'm so jealous.
My Valentine's Day kiss for my Valentine. Thank you, Larry.
One of the greats of radio broadcast.
That's right. Cheap sound effects always work. 844 on WMAL.
You always make me laugh, so I love tuning in.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is great stuff.
Where Washington comes to talk.
You know, if you're really serious about home security and keeping your family safe, listen up. We want to protect our families, and you hear stories of break-ins and things, and you say, well, you know, it can't happen to me, can't happen in my house. You know what? It can. So make sure you're protected with Ackerman Security Systems. Ackerman's $19.95 per month monitoring includes burglary, fire, and medical alert monitoring. Best of all, about half the cost of the other guys. Ackerman has the industry's only guaranteed response time. That's what counts when seconds matter. Switching to Ackerman is easy. It literally costs nothing. They can use your existing equipment and have you on the Ackerman system in a matter of minutes. Ackerman offers free in-home security analysis. They'll come out, they'll look at what your needs are and give you a system that meets those needs. For just a few dollars more, you get the bells and whistles, the technology, the video, the smart door locks, being able to control your thermostat all with the touch of a button on your smartphone, tablet, or laptop. Get protected and save. And here's a limited time offer for the listeners of WMAL. Call Ackerman right now and you'll get 3 months of monitoring free. I said 3 months free. The number is 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070 online at AckermanSecurity.com.
And it is now 8:45. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
What have we here? Virginia Beltway leaving Springfield. You heard me talk about these accidents all morning in Annandale. We had three of them. We're still trying to recover with travel lanes currently open, heading north of 95 and past the Little River Turnpike. Still some activity on the shoulder. Those feeder roads slow to merge on. But the outer loop, we have a crash on the way to the Wilson Bridge. So if you're coming off of 95 and heading over to the Wilson Bridge, crash past Van Dorn along the right side. So you're squeezing and narrowing down to those two left lanes. Very slow in the Roslyn area. Still, crews have been working with these signal lights. They had problems yesterday morning, and they continue. 29 Lee Highway passing Fort Myer Drive, passing North Lynn Street. Problem on the George Washington Parkway. Yes, it's the volume to get into the rush hour, but an oversized truck as well reported southbound as you head George Washington Parkway and down toward the Key Bridge area. DC 295 southbound, the crash had been past East Capitol Street, still quite slow off of 50 and the BW Parkway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a Tuesday. This Valentine's Day features a lot of gray sky, but no rainfall expected. 52 on a southwest breeze. Tonight, a mild 40. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, near 50. And then a little cooler Thursday, partly cloudy, windy, highs only in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, we are all the way up to 34 degrees. We're just balmy out. It's just balmy.
Have you heard this story about First Lady Melania, Melania Trump, and something that was said about her by a New York Times reporter? Look, Melania has been has took on these bloggers and these people who wrote stories about her, saying that she was at one point an escort, and that there's already been one settlement in that case, and another lawsuit continues. Well, listen to this story. Supermodel Emily Ratajkowski, I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly. I'm not up to all my supermodel pronunciation.
I am shocked.
But I don't know it, but I think it's Emily Ratajkowski. She was at a fashion show.
Right.
And she's sitting there at the fashion show, and there are a bunch of people having a conversation, and a New York Times reporter called the First Lady of the United States a hooker. And this conversation. Now, this was very offensive to Emily Ratajkowski. She says she actually tweeted out about it. Sat next to a journalist from the New York Times last night who told me Melania is a hooker. Whatever your politics, it's crucial to call this out for what it is. He goes on to say, I don't care about her nudes or sexual history, and no one should. She was deeply offended that this New York Times reporter had called the First Lady in mixed company a hooker. Now, it wasn't an official event. It wasn't like this person got on a microphone and announced it or wrote it in any way. But nonetheless, here you have a New York Times reporter who has made a comment, a very controversial comment, about the First Lady of the United States. And so that was a bit of an outrage, and people want to know, well, who is this person?
Right.
Well, we don't know.
They
won't, the New York Times will not tell us who this person is.
Of course not.
However, the New York Times, in the modern parlance of the week, apparently brought this person in to do a little counseling. That person was counseled. Yeah, you know how that works in this town. You're pulled aside and you said, what the hell were you thinking about? You know, in one hand, a person who's a private citizen goes to an event and says something off the cuff. You're allowed to do that. It's your First Amendment right. But when you are a New York Times reporter in a public place and people know you are a reporter, it seems to me it's incumbent upon you not to say things like that. And the New York Times says that person has been counseled and goes on to say, we want you to know that this person does not, by and large, cover politics for the New York Times.
Well, the other thing, too, is you don't say it to someone who is famous, who is also a model, like Melania Trump mm-hmm. was a model. They run in the same circles in the same industry. You don't say something to someone who's probably done, and I think this person, the reporter was probably referring to the nudes that she did, you know, when she was modeling. A lot of models do that, and it's considered artistic, and there's a difference between that and, you know, posing for Hustler or something along those lines. There's a difference. So you have to know your audience.
Yeah, well, in one way or the other, it was outrageous to say, and the New York Times, I think, would do us all a favor. Just tell us, who was it?
Right, so we can shame them back.
That's right. 850 on WMAL.
Who will win the next giant jackpot? Only those playing at Live Casino. Come play the biggest four-wide progressive jackpot around. Each mystery progressive jackpot starts at $50,000 and is guaranteed to hit by $100,000. Anyone playing an eligible slot machine with their Giant Jackpots card or Live Rewards card can be the next big winner. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-522-4700.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
You ever wonder why you can't get certain songs out of your head? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. These songs are called earworms, and it's estimated 90% of us hear one at least once a week. An intrepid team of music psychologists at Durham University in the UK has identified three main components of an earworm. Number one, they're faster, more upbeat in tempo, generally have a rhythm you can move to. Ask yourself this, could you use the song to pace yourself during a run? Number two, something called musical shape or contour, being simple in structure but with a rhythmic pattern. And finally, number three, think of songs with some unusual intervals within the song, just enough to add some catchy surprises while maintaining a simple, uniform pattern overall. In case you're not already singing one in your head, I'll tell you that Lady Gaga took three of the top 10 spots in a survey about the most pervasive songs. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Heavy, heavy rain this morning causing backed up traffic all the way to
I-70. Please remove all laptops and
Lincoln. Folks, we're number 9 on the list for takeoff, so settle in, keep those seatbelts fastened.
We're friends with that.
Welcome to Westin.
Travel can be disruptive to your well-being. That's why at Westin Hotels and Resorts, we have rejuvenating heavenly beds, a nutritious superfoods RX menu, and a workout gear lending program to help you stay in control and rise above it all. Westin, let's rise.
A lot of pressure below my eyes and above my eyes. A whole lot of pressure with headaches, a lot of tiredness, just wanting to lay down a lot.
I was having a lot of sinus congestion. It just progressively got worse. I almost couldn't function.
That's Jennifer and Mary. Both have suffered for years with chronic sinus infections.
I actually went to several doctors. I got antibiotics, allergy shots, and nothing really seemed to work.
Now, their issues are gone. How? A minimally invasive procedure done in the office of Sinus Cure called balloon sinuplasty.
I feel great. My sinuses are completely clear. It was simple.
100% better. I would encourage anybody to have the procedure.
Do you suffer with chronic sinus infections, facial pain, pressure, congestion, headaches? Find out if balloon sinuplasty is the solution for you. Set an appointment today with Sinus Cure. Call 301-968-6618. 301-968-6618. That's 301-968-6618.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
What's the catch? That's what they ask me. They say, Dave, there's gotta be a catch. Free furnace and a lifetime warranty on that furnace? It's gotta be a catch. Nope, no catch. If you buy a high-efficiency air conditioner, I'll throw the furnace in for free. And let me be clear now. This is not some rumple-tumple, off-brand reject or refurb. Oh, no. This is a brand-new, high-efficiency furnace that carries the exclusive Snell Lifetime Guarantee. That's a bona fide full lifetime warranty for as long as you own your home. No fine print, no loopholes. If it breaks down, we'll either replace it or repair it. On our nickel, no out-of-pocket cost for you. There's no catch. Call today, schedule your appointment online at snellheatingandair.com.
703-450-6300 for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
It is 8:55. It's now WMEL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Have a great day, Jamie.
You do the same, both of you and everyone. Much love. Here we go. Around the Beltway, Virginia. Interloop and Annandale. Still talking about these delays. Haven't released them yet. We had three earlier accidents. Still out of Newington. Get you past Little River Turnpike. You'll still see some activity along the way on the shoulder. Now, that's the Interloop side. Outer Loop, you're also in delays as you come off of 95 now. Linking up to the crash over at Van Dorn. Squeezing to the left to get by. Other problem spot continues to be getting in through town. George Washington Parkway southbound had the oversized truck as you head down toward the Key Bridge. Problems with the signal lights in Roslyn. 29 Lee Highway near Fort Myer Drive and North Lynn Street. But hang on, trying to get, as you're getting out of the Tacoma Park area and you normally take Blair Road, Kansas Avenue, in that corridor, we have problems with the signal lights. Crews are trying to repair those, but very slow. Update brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Weather picture pretty good here. Nice dry weather for the morning. As we get into the afternoon, mainly cloudy, 52. Tonight down to 40. Tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy near 50 with a gusty breeze. On Thursday, cold fronts through, partly cloudy, windy, and cooler, highs low 40s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And today, look for cloudy skies with a high of 52 degrees tonight, low near 40. Tomorrow, breezy with a high around 50.
It's currently 32 degrees in the nation's capital.
Did you see the recent Washington Post article that real estate commissions have dropped to an average of 5%? Well, we've been leading the way with lower commissions for years. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple. Real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
If you have aortic stenosis, you may have heard about TAVR, a minimally invasive treatment option that does not require open heart surgery. The Inova Heart and Vascular Institute has one of the fastest growing TAVR programs in the country, and we're able to consider patients at all levels of surgical risk, including low risk patients to whom the procedure was previously unavailable. Learn more at InnovaHeart.org/TAVR. Inova, join the future of health.
Tuesday, kind of a nothing day, right? Just celebrating a roulette win with a locally crafted brew, then taking in a breathtaking art collection before visiting Chef Marcus Samuelson's amazing new restaurant, and maybe seeing a comedian so good you'll be quoting jokes the next day to total strangers in the elevator? Yep, that's Tuesday for you.
At MGM National Harbor, even Tuesdays can be monumental. MGM National Harbor, this is monumental.
Take the problem out of gambling. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Throwing salt over your shoulder to prevent bad luck is a common superstition. But when it comes to driving on icy roads, you don't want to leave your safety to fate. Every year, more than 116,000 Americans are injured by driving on snowy, slushy, or icy pavement. Just a sprinkling of salt on the road can reduce car crashes by 88%. Let's not rely on luck this winter. Icy roads end where salt begins. Find out how at alittlesalt.org.
Recent reports show an alarming increase in the number of men who are suffering from erectile dysfunction, or PE. Erectile dysfunction is a condition that no man should have to accept. At Quality Care for Men, the local team of board-certified physicians are treating men with erectile dysfunction and PE successfully and restoring their sex lives, all without painful surgery. A great sex life is just one office visit away for almost any man, no matter what age or medical history. Even if you have prostate problems or diabetes, if Viagra and Cialis have let you down, these local doctors can help with a custom blend of safe prescription medications. Again, there's no surgery, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work on your first visit, or the medication and visit are both free. Open Saturdays and evenings. Pick up the phone and call now.
Call Quality Care for Men today. 202-759-4330. That's 202-759-4330. Call 202-759-4330.
Well, let's see. Coming up tomorrow, we'll be joined by Eli Lake. John Fun will drop by. We have Benjamin Netanyahu coming in tomorrow, so we'll have plenty to talk about. That nice Vince Colonnaise will be back. And Mary, I'll see you on Friday, right?
Yes, you'll see me on Friday.
And regular listeners to this show will want to be here on Friday. That's all I'll say.
They want to be here every day, too.
Hey, looky there. It's Chris Plant.
That's all we're going to say. Hey, good morning. Turns out Michael Flynn is free if anybody has an opening. He's available.